Jesus' name. A long time ago, God had a need. After the fall of man, he needed to reconcile you and I back to him. And the Bible says in Philippians 2:8 that Jesus answered that call by obeying. He came, he humbled himself and died on the cross. And the reward was that God gave him a name that is highly exalted above every other name. 2024 is our year of divine encounter. I may be the vessel through which God wants to use your divine encounter. You may be the vessel that God wants to use. Our song this morning is a prayer that God, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, whoever you want to bless, whoever you want to touch, we're available. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, you can say through me whatever you told thy love to me. Lord, I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer. Father God, we thank you, saluting the grace that you have bestowed upon us. And we don't want that grace to be frustrated, to be wasted. That's why we are, as a church, saying, wherever you want us to go, whatsoever you want us to do, we will do. So help us, God. We belong to you inside out. We belong to you completely and totally. We are sold out to you because you first loved us. Thank you for your awesome presence here. As we listen to your word, let it throw light into our lives. Holy Spirit, please continue to help us through this service. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Say a better amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, God bless you. And remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Once again, I welcome you to the presence of God. And we want to thank God for your presence in his presence. Please help me again. Put your hands together as we salute the grace of God upon these gorgeous men and these gorgeous women and men that are worshiping and leading us into his presence. Is that all you can do for this awesome choir? Thank you, Jesus. I'll be taking my Bible reading this morning from Psalm 102 and verse 13. I'll be reading the King James Version. Psalm 102 and verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Oh, how wish somebody said a better amen. Amen. The title of this morning's message is The Set Time to Favor. You see, from generation to generation, mercy has always been the key element in God's dealing with humanity, because he knows our frame, that we are but dust exposed to the attacks of the enemies. Hence, the first thing you need before favor shows up is the mercy of God. It is his mercy. Because of his mercy, that's why we are not consumed. He said in Romans 9 verse 15, Romans 9 15 says, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not to him that willeth, not to him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It is great to quote scriptures. It is also beneficial to pray. Men ought to pray and not to faint. But as you pray and as you quote scriptures, you must realize that God is sovereign. He has the final say in every situation. He has the final say and does not take permission to do what he wants to do. Shout hallelujah, somebody. He has the final say because he has not lost control. He has not handed over the control of what he created to the devil. So the devil is not in control. And by the way, the devil is not the opposite of God. He's too tiny to be the opposite of God. Psalm 102 verse 13. Psalm 102 13. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. So what is favor? Simply put, favor is an excessive kindness and preferential treatment that a person enjoys above others. And at one point or the other, as you journey through this life, brethren, you will need favor in order to move to the next level of your life, regardless of your education, regardless of your certification, regardless of your looks, regardless of the country of your origin, you will soon find out that you need favor. Look at your neighbor and say, please follow pastor because he's going somewhere. What is favor? Favor can be likened to two people driving to the same destination, and one chooses to take the service lanes and the other the expressway. Whilst driving on the service lanes, there will be stoppages here and there, but that person on the expressway, we just keep on driving and driving and driving and driving. They will get to the same destination, but on different times and terms. Shout hallelujah, somebody. And that is why, Church of God, when you see people doing the same thing, and one is getting a more glamorous and better results, guess what? Favor is at work. And the greatest favor that any man can enjoy is that favor that comes from the Almighty God. Because the blessings and the favor of the Lord, it brings blessing and adds no sorrow. Therefore, when God wants to favor someone, when God wants to favor a community, he inspires people that are high up there. He inspires people to make such a person or a people their favorite. And let me tell you, sir, whether you believe it or not, God has favorites. Hallelujah. You know the story of Job, fully called Joseph in the Bible. His father loved him, but his brethren hated him to the point they sold him to the Ishmaelites. They sold him. They collected money. They sold their brother. They sold their brother. And they found and they saw their brother handcuffed, as it were, taking him away as a slave. And they were tickled and happy. And they said, "We shall see how your dreams will come to pass." And they shall see that your dreams will come to pass. Yeah. Say a better amen. Yeah. So Joseph was sold into slavery, and he appeared in the house of Potiphar, who bought him as a second hand and someone that has no destiny. The Ishmaelite bought him. And they now made profit on him by selling him to Potiphar. Joseph became a merchandise. Joseph became a property that was exchanging hands. But see what favor did. Genesis 39 verse 4. Genesis 39 verse 4. The New King James Version. It says, "So Joseph found what? Favor in his sight," the sight of Potiphar, "and served him." Then he, Potiphar, made him, Joseph, overseer. He became a general overseer in another person's house, in another person's country. He made him overseer of his house and all that he had, and put those things that he had under Joseph's authority. Favor makes a person prominent and relevant. You'll be prominent. I say you'll be prominent. You'll be relevant. This same Joseph was lied upon, and he found himself in Pharaoh's prison, dungeon, thrown there without him committing an offense. All that he did was that he never wanted to sin against God. I'll be coming back to that. If you look at Genesis 39, 21, 22. Genesis 39, 21 and 22. It says, right there in the prison. But the Lord was with what? With Joseph. And showed him mercy. And gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he, Joseph, was the doer of it. That means he was in charge. Hey, come here. Yes, sir. Hey, do this. Yes, sir. A prisoner became the one who was in charge of prisoners. Joseph, because of favor, took over the rulership, the directorship of a whole prison. Wow. What a favored prisoner he was. Oh my God. Those of you who have very mean seniors in your college, you know what Joseph might have been doing. Because there are some seniors that are really seniors. Favor caused a prisoner to be commander-in-chief of the prison. May favor show up in your life. Amen. Wow. How weak is that? Amen. Amen. I say, may favor show up in your life. Amen. May your boss favor you. Amen. May America favor you. May the country where you dwell favor you. Amen. May you smell and emit favor. Amen. Wherever you go, may you smell and emit favor. Amen. Wherever your children go, may they emit and smell favor. Amen. May favor show up for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. They set time to favor. You see, Church of God, favor has always been the centerpiece of whatsoever God wants to do or whatsoever he has even done, both in the physical and in the spiritual realm. If you look at Genesis 6 verse 8, it says, but Noah found favor with the Lord. It was favor that kept Noah and his entire family from being swept away by the flood that destroyed the then world. I pray for you, sir. I pray for you, ma, that you and your household will find favor with the Lord in the name of Jesus. Also, when it comes to the issue of marriage, what did I say? When it comes to the issue or issues of marriage, favor plays a major role in finding a wife. Proverbs 18:22. It says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Let me tell you, those wives and the women you are looking for, or the woman you are looking for, they are God's property. God hides them. But when you find favor before him, he will just expose one and say, that is she. You obtain favor. May you obtain favor in the name of Jesus. Hence, favor is the connecting factor between you and your life partner to be. Not necessarily her beauty or her well-placed. It is favor. Sister or sister, I pray that may favor be granted to that husband to be. And when he shows up, may favor reveal him to you in the name of Jesus. Wherever she is, wherever he is, favor will link both of you up in the name of Jesus. Who knows? Maybe that person you are sitting beside is that. Hallelujah. Because it happened in this church. Like you have heard severally from me, favor is not a name that a woman bears. It's a spirit. Favor is a spirit. And it emanates from God. God gives favor. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor is still going somewhere. Therefore, Church of God, be sensitive. Be sensitive when favor shows up. It's a very scarce commodity. Be sensitive when favor shows up. Because she will. Did I say she? Yes. He will. So also, brothers and sisters, you must be sensitive enough to know when you meet or have an encounter with someone that is smelling favor. Let me rephrase it. Be sensitive enough when you meet or you have an encounter with someone that is smelling favor. Someone that is favored. Be sensitive because they are not many, but they exist. In fact, we have some of them in church today. First Samuel 16:22. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, I beg you, stand before me. The reason? For he has found favor in my sight. Oh, how will Jonathan, the son of Saul, realize this point? If he had realized that he was standing before the favorite of God, he was standing before someone that had been favored, someone that was anointed in the midst of his brethren, he wouldn't have walked away from the favorite of God. A lot of us, you had walked away from the connector, the favor of God. And some of us are planning to walk away from that favored person. Listen, church. All men and women are created equally until favor separates them into classes. Oh my God. Favor is a label which, when the Lord places it upon you, you become loved. And people just want to help you. People just want to do something to help you. It's a label. May that label come upon you this day in the name of Jesus. Favor is a label which, when God puts it upon you, everywhere you appear, you'll be identified. You'll be loved. You'll be assisted. You'll be celebrated. Amen. Ultimately, brethren, favor, it is, oh my God, favor. Favor. Look at your neighbor and say, favor. The favor of God will come upon you. Ultimately, it is favor that makes a man or a woman to be distinct in the midst of distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Case in point. Mary the Virgin, or Virgin Mary. Look at what the Bible said in Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And the angel came in unto her, that is Mary, and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Centuries had come and gone that the birth of Jesus Christ was prophesied. Now, at this point, it was time, it was the set time for Jesus to show up. And favor showed up. Before Jesus showed up and went to the house of Mary the Virgin. And the angel said, My goodness, woman, I was sent from heaven. You are so favored. You are so blessed that a whole angel Michael, you say, no, angel Gabriel, was sent to you. You are favored. I pray that you'll be so favored that God will dispatch angels to assist you move to your next level in the name of Jesus. Favor can be shown to an individual. Favor can be shown to a church organization. Favor can be shown to a family. Favor can be shown to a business entity. Notwithstanding, you need favor. And please permit me to say this. In my own opinion, Heaven's Glorious Embassy is in the mercy and in the favor of God. We are operating. under the favor and under the mercy of God. I pray that the mercy and favor of God will not depart from this organization, from this assembly, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are part of this organization, if you are part of this assembly, that means the mercy of God is upon you. That means the mercy of God will continue to be upon you. That means the favor of God is upon you. If you believe it, shout, yes. May the favor and mercy of God never leave you. Amen. Favor can make the impossible possible. Case in point, Esther. Other beautiful, you know the story very well. Other beautiful virgins had prepared themselves. Well dressed, perfumed, prepared. Their hairdo, everything was the wig. Some of them were black, some of them were colored, some of them were brown, some of them were purple, some of them were pink, some of them were white, some of them were gold, some of them were braided, ready for the D-Day. Turn by turn, they showed up before the king and they were just asked to leave towards the other door. And Esther was seeing them with their morose face, sad faces, as they were shamefully walking away. She saw them. You know what it is to be preparing for an interview. You know how it is. I believe Esther's heart must be pounding. Say, wow, how come everybody that went in came out sad, unhappy, because they have been rejected with all their, I believe some of them, their makeup, tears might have messed up their makeup. Makeup did not start in our 21st century, so they were making up then. Or what do you think I said? So turn by turn. But something happened when it was Esther's turn to go in. Shaking, shivering, not knowing what was going to become of her. Something happened. Esther 2, I'll read 2 verses, 15 and 17. And Esther 2, 15 and 17. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon him. Look at the beautiful verse, verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight. More than all the beautiful virgin that had showed up. So that he, king, set a royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti, Jesus Christ of heaven. As a nurse, sir, you need favor. As a doctor, you need favor. As a teacher, you need favor. As a minister of the gospel, you need favor. As a tailor, you need favor. As a carpenter, you need favor. As a plumber, you need favor. As a professional, you need favor. As a regular person, you need to mute and smell favor. Otherwise, you'll be relegated to the background, regardless of your certification and certificates. Favor can take you to the next level of your destiny. And may that happen to you in Jesus' name. Esther was not the prettiest. But favor caused all protocols to be broken. They did not check her attire. They did not ask her, okay, you walk. And she was, how did they do it? They didn't ask her to do that. No catwalk. Her attire not checked. There was no background check. Because at that time, they didn't know where she was. If you check the Bible, she did not reveal who she was. She was just a slave girl. Hallelujah. There was no background check. No certification. No, her resume was not checked. Her beauty was not seen. But by the time she showed up, her beauty was covered by the spirit of favor. Her resume was covered by the spirit of favor. Her head too was covered. All they saw was favor. And they loved her above all the other beautiful. Listen, the same certification you have, there are 1,000 that have the same thing. Favor is what brings the difference. You are a doctor, you are a lawyer, you are a tailor. There are people that are better than you. But when favor shows up, your work will show up. When favor shows up, your talent will show up. That's why you need favor. Favor. When two people are doing the same thing and one is having a different, better result, favor is what showed up. Not to him that will it. Not to him that run it. But him that showed mercy. Beautiful face. Wonderful. God's work. Handsome face. Like pastor's face. Oh, I'm not conceited. I'm just prophesying. It's good. Height. Oh, wonderful. Six pack or one pack. It's beautiful. But without favor, you will struggle through life. Hallelujah, somebody. Esther became queen instead of Vashti. A stranger. A slave girl, a non-immigrant, with a thick Jewish accent, but yet she became queen. I pray that the Holy Ghost will overshadow you with the favor of the Lord. Say better amen. Amen. The set time to favor. Let's go back to that key verse we read. Psalm 102 and verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Everything about you is time related. When you were conceived and born, and when you are going to die, everything is in the process of time. And our God is an accurate timekeeper. The importance of timing cannot be overemphasized. When the time of Israel came, 430 years of captivity came to an end. God told Moses, I've heard the cry of my children. And have come to deliver them. Blood sacrifice will be involved. The firstborn of the children of the Israel of the Egyptians will die, and I will deliver them. The blood was applied. The firstborn of all the Egyptians died. Yet, notwithstanding, the aspect of favor was still very, very prominent. And that's why, bro. Just like the children of Israel applied the blood of the lamb. Just like God granted them favor, just the way he granted them favor. You need favor, even though you've been washed by the blood of the lamb. Even though you're full and filled with the Holy Spirit, you still need the favor of God to go before you. And that is going to be your portion in the name of Jesus. Favor will break every protocol in your life, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray now. Lift up your voices. The Bible says in Exodus 12:36, I'm rushing now. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Lift up your voice and say, Father. Say, Father, give me my own portion of favor. Favor in ministry. Favor. as a husband, favor as a father, favor as a wife, favor as a grant me favor. Let America favor me. Let the city of my dwelling favor me. Let my county favor me. Let no man be able to say no to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Father, give me my own part. Give me my own part. Give me my own part of favor. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Going to say, Father, the God of favor, let your favor come upon me. Let me be able to spoil my enemies. Let me be able to spoil the spirit of infirmity. Let your favor come upon me. The Bible said the children of Israel, they spoiled the Egyptian. Father God, grant me your favor. Grant me your favor to be able to spoil powers and principalities in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so very much, oh Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
The importance of time and keeping time cannot be overemphasized, because everything that God does, God's operation are time-based. And that's why until the set time, the Holy Ghost did not show up until the set time. As recorded in Acts 2 verse 1. At the set time, God is an accurate timekeeper. Praise the Lord, somebody. Nothing happens, sir. There are certain things until it comes to the set time. No matter how you pray, it will not happen. No matter how Jesus Christ, how they prayed about Jesus Christ, he did not come until the set time. So there are certain things that will happen based on set time. Based on set time. Because he's the only one. According to Ecclesiastes 3:11, he said he will make all things beautiful at his own time, at his set time. And until that set time comes, just keep on praying. Keep on enjoying what he has already done. If you are praying to God for a life partner, he will allow it to happen at a particular set time. Did you hear what I've just said? There is a set time to favor Zion. And that breakthrough, just keep on trusting God. Just keep on waiting. For the vision is for an appointed time. He said, though it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. Hallelujah. Your doors of promotion is already opening. Your doors of celebration is already opening. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Claim it by faith, for the just shall claim it by faith. Hallelujah. It may tarry, but just wait for it. The Bible says, nursing mother may forget her suckling child, but God will never forget you. Because he said, he has engraved you in the palm of his hand. Isaiah 49:16. Oh my God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. There are two classes of people. People that make it and people that miss it. People that are in the right place and at the right time. And those that are in the right place but at the wrong time. I pray that you will not be any of such. You'll be at the right place at the right time to achieve your goals and your aspirations in the mighty name of Jesus. Say better amen. May you be in the right place all the time in the name of Jesus. And that's why no matter how hard a person works, God's own factor is needed in everything so that everything will be awesome. The favor of God does not work with lazy people. Oh my God. All right. Put your hands together for the Lord. The set time to favor. If you look at Numbers 11, 14, and 15, at times I prepare this message, so I don't have 10 hours to preach it. Numbers 11, 14, and 15. I am not able to bear all these people alone because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of thy hand. If I have found favor in thy sight, let me not see my wretchedness. With all the anointing of Moses, struggling, ministerial struggling, was his portion. And that's why, sir, you need favor for ministry. Husband, you need favor to be able to husband your wife. Wife, you need favor to be able to to wife your husband, right? Favor is a phenomenon that no mortal can explain. Oh my God. May the Lord perfume your life with favor. May you smell an immute favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm rounding up now. I've jumped a lot, but it doesn't matter. Who are those that God favors? Who are those that God favors? Look at the examples I just made. Look at the life of David, favored of the Lord. But he was ready to place his life on the line because of the name of God. He knows you inside out. He said, Jesus Christ, I don't need any man to tell me about mine, for I know what is in mine. You're asking God for, hey, I need raise, I need money, I need this, I need that. But God already seen why you need what you are asking for. Say you ask, you don't receive because you ask amiss. What will God's favor do to you when you are not a person that is pleasant? Look at Esther. Read the story very well. It got to a point. After she was made queen, she stepped out. When men were hiding, she stepped out and said, my damsels, my girls, go fast with me. Go fast with me. And I'll also fast. If I perish, I perish. She embarked on a journey of no return. She never knew what was going to happen to her. Check the scripture. But when she showed up, ready to die, the Bible says instead of death, she received favor. Are you ready to die in order for your marriage? When I talk about death, pray till you say, listen, I will die here if you don't answer this my prayer. This marriage must not crash. This business must not be folded up. Then when you are that kind of person that can do anything so that your wife will enjoy her marriage, God will show you favor. When you are ready to die in the place of prayer until the life of this man that is my husband is bettered, God will show you favor. It's not to him that will it, not to him that run it, but God that showed mercy and showed favor. Think I'm playing when I pray for my children every day without fail, every day of my life, since they were inside the belly of womb. I will lay hands on them while they were still there. At times when I'm praying, I'm speaking in tongues, you see them doing this. So right from belly or the womb up to this morning, they have no choice but to submit to my authority. Yes. It's settled in the place of prayer. If you don't know how to kneel down before God, you cannot stand before men. Favor? It's a spirit. It emanates from God. It's a gift from God. It's not the gift of salvation and healing and deliverance. There are so many born again that are struggling and suffering. You need favor. There are so many ministers that are struggling in ministry. All they need, they can preach better than any preacher. The absent favor. Joseph, with what he went through, he was still saying, brethren, don't be angry with yourself. You did it to harm me, but God turned it around and sent me here so that I can preserve lives. His daddy still alive? They say he's still alive. He went to the only commander-in-chief and said, Pharaoh, I want to bring my father and my brethren to this land. Wagons. Go check the scripture. Pharaoh's wagons went into the land where their father and the brethren were. Can you imagine how the city will turn agog seeing Pharaoh's chariots, wagons, heading towards Joseph's house? And his brethren entered the same wagon. That's the kind of people God gives favor. Not people who say, cool, John, cool. Let me settle. Then go here. No, you don't get favor because you want people to hear. There is somebody that is saying, just give me power and people will go here. Favor is not a cheap commodity. When God knows that you are going to care for that baby, your wife, he will give you favor to find her. She knows that you are going to beat her, then you will not receive favor. You are on your own. And when God sees, this woman is going to treat this man as her firstborn, then favor will allow her husband to locate her. Even if she's important. You know what I'm talking about. Sir, when God knows that you are going to take care of his children, because they are God's property. They are God's... I need a clam chair. They are God's property. He will give them to you. Because he knows that you are going to take care of them. Favor. There's a set time for favor. It's set for favor. But I want to say to someone, the way I'm feeling, your time of favor has come. Yeah. Shall we rise? Put your hands together for the Lord.